the priority was to get to the scene, which I managed to get in kind of by slipping in the middle of the night. It was sealed, but if you're wearing all black and it's really dark and you lay low, you know, and you have somebody to help you, I went with somebody. But it's funny, no matter how much video and stills that I had already seen, it still was much more dramatic when I saw it in person, especially since I was in a building where I was up about three floors and could look down on it, where you can actually see one tower and the other tower and the building in the middle. And it was just the craziest thing I've ever seen. Well, it was odd because, you know, I don't mean to sound like a cynical old, you know, hack, but I didn't really see much that I hadn't seen before, having traveled around the world and seen several conflict zones. I mean, as bad as this rubble is, you can go to the Balkans and see it for, you know, miles on end. But seeing it in the context of your own country, and obviously seeing two towers that are basically icons of our financial world was surreal. I think the other thing that really sort of threw me off was that, you know, the first day it was just rubble and smoke and people running around, but the second day was meeting people at the hospital with these photographs, looking for their relatives, their mothers. Met three women in a row who had fiancés who were last seen on the 87th floor or the 100th floor. And then it got real. In fact, kind of a strange thing happened. I was talking to a woman who told me the story of being on the cell phone with her daughter when her daughter died. Her daughter couldn't breathe and she was collapsing, and then silence because the building collapsed. And I started crying, and another photographer saw me wailing because I just broke down. I couldn't take it. It was the 200th story I'd heard. I had no sleep. And he photographed me thinking I was a victim or, you know, I had lost somebody. And I had to say, no, I'm not. You know, I didn't lose somebody. I just, you know, got hit. So that was sort of an irony that, you know, photographers are pretty notorious for trying to find the human emotional angle. And here you'd taken a picture of me thinking that I was crying because I lost somebody. No, I was just upset at all these people who had lost somebody. And I've got two small children at home, and my three-year-old is, you know, telling, you know, Daddy, you have to get home because I don't want the man to hit the plane in our house. And so I saw a picture of a four-year-old girl who died, and, you know, it's just, you really do identify with it. I mean, I've flown that flight many times, and it can happen to you, for sure.